welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, A Power of One.
A reading from the Good News according to Mark. When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "Five loaves and two fish." So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. Then, taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000. Today in the United States, we celebrate the memorial of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Mother Seton is one of the keystones of the American Catholic Church. She founded the first American religious community for women, the Sisters of Charity. She opened the first American parish school and established the first American Catholic orphanage. All this she did in the span of 46 years while raising her 5 children. A true daughter of the American Revolution, she was born in 1774, just 2 years before the Declaration of Independence. Raised as an Episcopalian, she became a Catholic in 1805 and began her mission to her young country. As Jesus did in today's gospel, Elizabeth saw the vast crowd, and her heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and she began to teach them many things. Just as Jesus was able to feed the thousands of people in the crowd with just 5 loaves and 2 fish, Elizabeth responded to the hunger of the early immigrants who longed for a better life. She fed them literally with the food she was able to obtain by begging, but she also fed their minds and their souls through the education she provided. Her secret, and the secret of Jesus as well, is that they didn't act alone. It is said that it takes a village. And so these two individuals, Jesus and Elizabeth, had the rare but precious gift of being able to organize others and to find resources to get the job done. I guess today we would call them community organizers, an ideal gift for building the kingdom of God. One of the quotes attributed to Mother Seton was, "Live simply so that others may simply live." Live simply so that others may simply live. Isn't that the core of the gospel? We who are followers of Jesus are asked to live as he did, so that all people might have whatever they need. We are asked to hold our possessions lightly so they can be shared, to look around at the vast crowds in this world who long to have their basic needs met when so many have too much and so much is wasted. Again, in the words of Elizabeth Seton, when so rich a harvest is before us, why do we not gather it? All is in our hands if we will but use it. What a challenge. What a privilege we have. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish.